It used to be that keeping up with children's television was easy. These days, the world of children's television is complex, with a number of cable and digital services offering children's programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The competition is so intense that the broadcast networks are getting out of the business of producing children's programs, and parents are finding it harder to keep track of what their children are watching, NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
A strange little man has made his way to the top of children's TV. He's a sponge, and he lives at the bottom of the sea, but he bears no resemblance to any sponge you might expect to encounter in the ocean. His name is SpongeBob SquarePants, and he's the creation of Steve Hillenburg, a marine science teacher turned animator. Hillenburg says the idea of creating a show around a sponge seemed funny.
But it wasn't until I drew a square sponge, like a sink sponge, that it really seemed to fit that character that I was looking for, that innocent, squeaky clean, I guess you could say the square peg in the round hole.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he!
SpongeBob SquarePants is the latest hit from Nickelodeon, the powerhouse in kids' TV. David Hiltbrand, a consulting editor on kids' programs for TV Guide, says Nickelodeon was the leader in the revolution in kids' TV that began with the onset of cable.
They did an extraordinary job of creating programming for children, specifically for children, and it became a destination place for kids to watch. Of course, as soon as they hit it big, they began being imitated by very, very many other outlets. And now, if you have satellite, you can buy a package called the Kids Package, which has, I think, 12 different channels, all for children.
And that means there is a dizzying array of children's programs out there, from the preschool world of PBS to the edgier creations of Cartoon Network. It makes the job of monitoring kids' shows a bit overwhelming for parents, but
from a kid's perspective, it's not very complicated. They find what they like, they find what their friends like, they click back and forth between three or four different alternatives.
Marjorie Kaplan is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Discovery Kids. NBC recently announced that it will lease its Saturday morning kids' TV block to Discovery. NBC joins both ABC and CBS in getting out of the increasingly competitive world of kids' television. To succeed in that world, says Kaplan, requires programming that grabs kids' attention.
If you want to be destination television for kids, it really, you know, they need to understand, what is this new channel doing here? And so, you know, our view is that the reason is kids need to understand what we are, and we need to challenge them.
The master of our darkest fears, wild beasts, the night, torture, death. Dracula is every nightmare rolled into one.
Kaplan says programs like Discovery's Truth or Scare use a documentary style to tell the real story behind such scary figures as Dracula. The presence of Michelle Trachtenberg, one of the stars of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as the narrator, is clearly designed to attract the all-important tweens. Those are the kids just on the brink of adolescence. The tweens market is the most lucrative in kids' TV. And marketing is what a lot of kids' TV is all about, says Catherine Montgomery, president of the Center for Media Education. The marketing is so pervasive, she says, that it makes TV hard to avoid, even if you don't watch it.
There's also a whole set of practices now where the product and the program are woven together, and you encounter the product wherever you go, in the market, at the toy store, etc. So it becomes a really inescapable media culture for both kids and for parents.
The product tie-ins in much of kids' TV are none too subtle. This fall, WB Kids introduced a new Japanese animated character, Yu-Gi-Oh!, with this heavy-handed promotion.
You can further hone your dueling skills with Konami's thrilling Duel Monsters video game for Game Boy Color, Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Duel Stories. Third, get your hands on the cards. We'll soon release the epic Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading Card Game, so you can put everything I've just taught you into practice.
And Catherine Montgomery says parents are right to be wary of what their kids are watching, but they also should be realistic and resist putting too much on their taboo list.
We know, for example, that watching a lot of violent programming is not good for kids. I think you should talk to your kids about that. But I also think you need to be careful not to come down too heavy on the kids' culture and to treat that programming as if it has no value at all.
As important as it is for parents to guide their children's TV choices, Kaplan says no parent should feel guilty if they don't want to sit and watch everything with their kids. After all, what may be compelling to a 14-year-old could cause apparent pain.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish...
SpongeBob.